Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the Atlanta Falcons visiting the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to break this thing down for you in a brief fashion and get you a route to victory in a bit. But a reminder that you can get more detailed film room breakdowns of this game, all the NFL games this week and every week, as well as all the college games over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of our football season sale. Get inside information, coaching searches, game previews, you know, film room previews, film room analysis after the games. We got it for you at LandryFootball.com. All the inside information as well. So make sure that you check it out. Make sure that you sign up for the Landry Football Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, and share if you would. I certainly appreciate that. The Falcons coming off a performance with the Saints and the Rams in which they played very well, and they took both teams to the limit, but they don't have a win to show for it. They're playing hard. I think they're not getting the ball in the hands of their playmakers enough, particularly Kyle Pitts, but it is certainly an issue that they've got to get figured out. Seattle came crashing down in San Francisco after taking down Denver. There's no doubt about that. Marcus Mariota returns to the Pacific Northwest and will likely have more success with Drake London as his visiting team gets Kyle Pitts going. Seattle, I think, could struggle to run the football, and we'll see what DK Metcalf will do if he gets frustrated. And AJ Terrell, I think, is going to play, and we'll see how well that matchup goes. That's only one of the matchups that we are focusing on in this game. These are two teams trying to establish legitimacy. These are two teams that are not going to the playoffs. They're two teams that have some issues without question. But there are so many talented players on both teams whose potential are not close to being realized. I feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, with what I've seen with Seattle. They get a slight reprieve after a tough schedule against Denver and San Francisco. They maybe got some edge in this game, but if Atlanta plays like they have the past couple of weeks, they might get their first win of the year. How is it going to play out? Head on over to LandryFootball.com where we've got more detailed film room analysis on this game. But now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is the route to victory for the Atlanta Falcons Week 3 matchup with the Seattle Seahawks. The Falcons head to Seattle in what should be a battle for a top five draft pick between two teams expecting to find themselves near the bottom of the league at season's end. Seattle got their big win in the Russell Wilson revenge game in week one, but were steamrolled by the 49ers and Jimmy G in week two. The public is heavily betting on the 1-point underdog Falcons with 94% of the money and 64% of the tickets coming in on Atlanta in this road spot. And for once, I think the public is right. Atlanta is 2-0 against the spread so far this season and stuck around in both their games, keeping things interesting until the end against the Saints and the Rams. Marcus Mariota and this offense is not without talent, and while they won't be winning a Super Bowl this season, they're still 12th in offensive DVOA and very capable of moving the football. Seattle's defense ranks well near the bottom of the league, 25th in DVOA, and their rush defense has been flat out exposed by both the Broncos and the Niners. I expect Cordarrelle Patterson to have a big day on the ground for Atlanta. Geno Smith has been serviceable at quarterback so far for Seattle. He struggled to move the ball against San Francisco, but given how vaunted the Niners' defensive unit is, did that really come as a surprise to anyone? What has been surprising is how willing Pete Carroll has been to play aggressive through the air with Smith, rather than sticking to a heavy run-based attack. Seattle's the 18th-ranked offensive passing DVOA offense compared to the 28th-ranked rushing unit. Few would have predicted that heading into the season. Kyle Pitts has been non-existent thus far and for Atlanta, but Mariota has found a new favorite target in rookie wide receiver Drake London, who is very much living up to the billing as a first-round talent. Fantasy owners will hope Kyle Pitts sees a bigger target share in this game as Mariota exploits a vulnerable Seattle secondary that is now also missing safety Jamal Adams for the season. Every so often, the public has one right, and in this spot, I will side with them and take Atlanta moneyline. The Falcons have been battle-tested against two superior opponents so far this season, and I believe they're simply a better team than Seattle, and fully capable of heading up the Pacific Northwest and emerging with a victory. Atlanta Moneyline is my route to victory, and for more routes, be sure to check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you get your podcasts.